quite a number of different kinds of insect are able to communicate with each other. Males telling females that they're there, while some sounds are used to keep males away and to act as warnings. Do you remember the cricket at the start of this side? One grasshopper is believed to have 12 different songs or phrases for different moods. Insects often use their hard outer casings or skeletons to produce sound. Grasshoppers and crickets have a sort of toothed file on the inside of their legs. They rub this file very quickly back and forth over the edge of the outer casing. If you rub a pencil over the teeth of a pocket comb, you get a very similar result. Here's a cricket at work. And here in a field in Dorset are two males of the dark bush cricket chirping away against each other, rather like two songbirds singing against each other. Cicadas are able to vibrate membranes or pieces of skin on the sides of their bodies. This makes a shrill whining noise. Here are some cicadas and flies in southern France. The lesser water boatman rubs its front legs against the side of its head to make a chirping sound. To obtain the next recording, I placed a microphone right up against the side of a glass aquarium in which several were swimming around. The chirping call or song can be heard by the ear up to 18 feet from the aquarium. The screech beetle has a warning call that it makes by rubbing the tip of the body against the wing case, producing a sound that can be heard underwater. Such a sound might perhaps scare off a water shrew that was thinking of turning the beetle into a meal. Some tropical butterflies click their wings in flight. The death's head hawk moth is able to utter a squeak which might frighten a bird about to capture it. The squeak is made by the moth blowing air from inside down along the tongue. We already know that mammals, birds, reptiles, amphibians and insects use a simple kind of language. Fish, too, can communicate with each other using territorial calls, warnings and threats and display notes. The Atlantic pufferfish blows itself up with air or water and makes a rasping sound to frighten and confuse its enemies. And here, last of all, are the sounds of two kinds of fish, carp and chub. You'll be able to hear the heavy splashes of the fish as they come up to the surface, and the high-pitched whining sounds or whistles, the warning notes of the fish themselves.